The fast of Tisha B'Av is always during the week of Ezchanan, and there's certainly a tremendous amount in Parshat Ezchanan that can inspire us in terms of trying to direct the work of the days that lead up to Tisha B'Av. The lane of Tisha B'Av itself, Tisha B'Av morning, Kisel L'Banim, comes from Parshat Ezchanan. I want to look for a couple of moments deeper into the Parsha, actually the very end of Aseret HaDibros. Aseret HaDibros appear twice in the Chumash. First time in Parshas Yisro, when the Torah gets up to that episode the first time around, and then appears again this week in Parshas Ezchanan, when Moshe Rabbeinu, 40 years later, is reviewing Jewish history with the next generation about to enter Eretz Yisrael. He reminds them in the middle of Ezchanan of the incredible episode of Mamre Har Sinai, and reviews the text of the Aseret HaDibros, and there are a couple of fine differences between the way it's presented the first time in Israel, the way it's presented in Ezchanan. And one of them, it stands at the very last line, the last dibrot, lo sachmer esh Yisra'echa, v'lo sis aveh beis Yisra'echa. Don't have a taiva for, don't have a desire for someone else's house, for someone else's stuff, for someone else's money, for someone else's possession, for someone else's car. Now Rashi sort of begs the question. Rashi says, well, he says, if you wonder what Los Sisava means, Afu Lashon Chemda. That also means the same as Los Achmon. Which of course begs the question, well, in Parshat Yisro it said Los Achmon. And here, the Torah changes to Los Sisava. So the Rambam quotes from the Midrash HaHalacha, bothered by this wrinkle. The Rambam quotes beginning Hilchos Gzela that there is a difference. They actually talk two different scenarios. What's described in Parshat Yisro, Los Achmon, is I want something someone else owns, I want something else has, and I push and I shove and I pressure, and finally the owner agrees to give it to me or to sell it to me. But it was an item that wasn't originally up for sale, but I pressured him until he finally, you know, gave in. So that's, we see that as a sort of like a mild form of gezel. Rama has the beginning of Hilchos Gzela, not outright stealing, he did ultimately agree to sell it to me, but it wasn't really for sale, and I pressured him. So that's a violation of Los Achmon. This week's parsha, Los Sisava, is a different scenario where I was dreaming of getting someone else's stuff, but never succeeded in getting it. So the first point that strikes us, that's remarkable. I didn't do anything. I didn't have any impact, and still, not only the halacha is what to say, but aseres hadibros. So that scenario that's added with that one word, lo sis aveh, in this week's parasha, speaks to the incredible significance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lays upon our lathe. It's not only about what we do and don't do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very invested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tremendous amount of weight to what we think and feel, what we dream about. And it goes further. Because the Rambam goes on to say, but by the way, in terms of how the halacha, in terms of liability for violating Los Sisava, Los Achmod, understand the Rambam says that they're both considered to be lav she'ein bo maisa. Both of them are considered to be, you know, violations of halacha that are done without any action. And the Ravid, right on the side of the Rambam, says, what do you mean? No action. The case in Yisro, Los Achmod, the whole point, the difference between the two scenarios was that, you know, I accomplished something. I succeeded in extracting the tie, the car, whatever it was, the French fries, from the guy next to me. How can you say lav she'ein bo maisa? So Stipler has a fantastic insight, which I perhaps have shared, I think, with some of you in the past. The Stipler says, apparently, what Rambam is saying is that even Lo Sachmod, it's not really about the taking. It's really about the wanting. Both of them, lav she'ein bo maisa, both of them are really delayed. It's just that sometimes you can measure, how am I going to measure how badly I want someone else's stuff? Well, what barometer is there? You know, blood pressure monitor. Well, how am I going to measure how badly you want something? So the meter, the yardstick to measure, is oftentimes, if I want it badly enough, I get results. If what's going on in the lathe is deep enough, it was so deep, it was so strong, they actually erupted into action. It's not a perfect measure, but it's a way that the action, in both scenarios, it's about what's going on inside. But again, that Another statement about the power of lev is that when the desire is strong enough, it's often going to express itself in terms of real action and real change. And this dual message about the power and significance of what's going on inside, so that's captured, to wrap back to where we started, and the part of Bas Chanan that we lane on Tisha B'Av, Ki solid banim uvnei banim, the Torah speaks earlier in Perek Dalet about the Klal Yisrael going into Galus, and we're going to be spread out in across the globe, and it's going to be tough, it's going to be painful, and we're going to feel stepped upon, and we're going to feel forlorn. The Torah says, but there's always a way back in. Uvikashta misham, v'sashem lakechu matzasa. Even out there in Galus, we can seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any situation, and we can find him. And here's the key line. Matzasa, it's possible to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki sid rishayna b'chol vavcha v'chol mavshah. The key ingredient is wholeheartedness. The koach of lev, mentioned to some of you last night, that the Rambam introduces the halachas of Tisha B'Av and the associated fasts by noting that ultimately the fast is not just about thinking about the past. The point of these fasts is to get us in a mindset of tshuva, of growth, of changing for the future. And all these threads in Vas Chanan speak to the fact that perhaps a big part of the work this week of looking in the mirror is specifically to look in the mirror and see where are we inside and to what extent is our Vos Hashem not only external hands and feet, but to what extent are our hearts and minds really engaged in where we want to be and where we're trying to get.